right here. Just pay attention to us.
The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
No.
What was that?
That was just a little riff.
Well, it was beautiful.
I wanted to give them a riff.
They got it.
How are you, bitch?
Fat and ugly. No. Good.
Good.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Things are so good. I'm perfect.
Oh,
how
my
are you?
God. Also, similarly perfect and really well.
What's new?
What's new for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, several things. The first thing that's new for me is, can I ask you a question? What's your theory on fruit? Let me ask you the first question. It's actually a layered question.
Like gay people?
No. Like how often do you eat fruit?
Oh.
And by that I mean gay people. Just kidding.
I used to hate fruit.
Okay. You used to hate fruit?
Well, it's not that I like hate fruit, but like if fruit
yeah.
has one tiny thing wrong with it, wow. it's trash. I can't do it.
You're a perfectionist fruitist.
If like one strawberry in the package looks fucked up, I can't go near it.
The whole strawberry package is
one grape tastes weird. I'm done with grapes for 6 months.
Like wow.
I like cannot do it. My nephew like is obsessed with fruits, eats so much fruit, so I feel like fruit has been around a lot.
Yeah, fruit.
And I come, like, my family eats a lot of fruit. I'm a vegetable girl.
Yeah.
But recently I've been eating a lot of, like, honeydew melon.
Yum.
But again, I can tell as soon as I cut that fucking melon, if the whole thing needs to go in the trash.
Wow. I realized with myself, I had sort of forgotten about fruit. What is fruit? Like, I was like, fruit is a flavor, I remember, you know? But I
That's
just.
That's interesting. I feel like you eat a lot of dried fruit.
Yeah, but that's not real fruit.
No, but
it's like candy. So I like hadn't had fruit in so long. And my friend had pineapple. And she's like, do you like pineapple? And I was like, I don't know. I really rarely eat it. I had pineapple. I was literally like, what drug is this? I was like, how do I get pineapple every day? Like, I was just like, what?
I think you'll get sick of it, though.
Yeah, of course I will. But then I also bought oranges, and I'm like, an orange is so good. It's like a round little piece of freaking heaven that's like cold and just delicious. And I'm like, why aren't we talking about fruit
more?
Well,
it's cold if it's in the fridge.
I just feel like fruit is like, you know, it. We stumble upon it. For me, I stumble upon it.
I think,
when's the last time you had pineapple?
Fruit? Probably not that long ago.
Oh, really?
But it's very acidic. It makes my mouth feel weird.
Oh, that it's like a Sour Patch Kid for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, fruit's good.
I like fruit. Anyhow, it's just been a new thing with me, and I'm just kind of like rediscovering it.
Oh, wow. So a lot going on.
I'm excited for myself. It's a lot going on where I am, and I can't help it.
What else is up besides that you ate pineapple?
Well, okay. I mean, that was a big one, and I wasn't sure if you how your feelings were, which it feels like the feeling is move it along, and I respect
that. Well, I just don't know how much we can really expand
on
fruit.
Okay. What else is going on?
We could list fruits, I guess.
We could list. What else is going on? I don't know. It's almost March, which I think is sort of like weird.
Have you been making forts in your apartment?
Okay, I wasn't going to say it, but here's the thing about me.
I'm getting nervous.
No, here's the thing about me that is just really, really true. It was the other night.
Did you flip your couch?
It was the other night. Yes, and it's ready for fort for when you come over.
What does that mean?
Okay, this is all it means. So the other day I was sitting on my couch and I was lying on my couch and I was like, sometimes it feels like my couch is pushing me off the couch and I'm like a little slither. It's not that narrow, but it feels narrow.
It's pretty narrow.
It is narrow. Like yours is so nice and spacious and mine is narrow.
It's true.
So I was sitting there and I was like, ugh. And then I remembered like when I have sometimes had like like whenever I've had someone there to cuddle, I'll like get rid of the cushion so I have more space. So it's like I can cuddle. And then I was like, why do I need somebody here to want that?
To cuddle?
To want like space.
Oh.
You know? So then I took the pillows off. Here's the other thing that I really do think. When I think about my life, I really do want someone to build forts with me. I want someone who wants to build forts. I'll cry. I love forts.
Why are you crying? You're crying about forts right now? Ring the alarm.
I really do love forts. And I think life can be so simple and so fun. And forts are so simple and fun. I guess I'm emotional.
What's is there a backstory with forts?
I just love forts. And I really, like, as an adult, I do. I have friends that I'll just look at some of my friends and say, do you want to build a fort? And I think that's fun to put a blanket over pillows and just sit there. You're so present.
Yeah. I've just never heard you mention a fort before.
I guess I kind of pushed it away. And I rediscovered it. And I'm like, God, I love forts. Like, I really love it. That's been my new, like, pickup line.
Do you want to
build a fort?
That means let's hook up.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I don't think so.
Do you want to build a fort in dating app lingo is let's hook up?
Okay, well, I don't think that's true for me.
It's true for who you're saying it to.
I don't think that's true. Not if we talk about how we'd build the fort.
But once the fort is built,
we could eat.
We're
fruit
not reading Highlights it. Magazines and
you
eating
don't
pineapple.
Know what we're
baby.
Doing.
Maybe he's eating pineapple before he comes. If you know what I mean.
Oh my God. Well,
I meant before he comes, like to the house.
Oh sure.
To make his cum taste better, but so it was a disgusting reference.
Absolutely. Thank you
for that. Have you made a fort with a guy?
No, I've just, with
already?
A guy. In my life? Yes.
Oh, okay.
And by that, I mean, I've just like played. It's very childlike.
Like
to
for me, a fort is like in the woods.
Wow. Yeah, that's not what
like,
I'm
talking about. We used to go out and build fucking forts.
Yeah. For
like
war.
With hammer and nails.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Everything that literally we're using to build a fort is like a cushiony, light, nice material.
So wait, what did you do to your couch?
So I took the back cushions and I turned them on the side so that the whole, now it's like a wide, because I forgot my couch does, quote, turn into a bed if you get rid of those cushions. So it's like a bed.
Wait, does it like open?
No, it's like, it's the mattress of it is like a twin size bed.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And when you put the cushions, it's sort of like a couch. But when you take it off, you're like, I'm in a bed. Good night. And so that's been the vibe at my house.
So you turned it into the bed.
Yeah.
And then how did it become fort? Did you add? You have to add things.
Yeah. Like I haven't done the big like fort part yet. Like my friend came over and she was sitting on the other side. We were both like, I've had actually, I guess, a few friends in the fort at this point. And like we just sit sideways and just have a blanket. And it just like feels like a fort because it's not a couch.
Do you know Rachel Chapman?
Do I?
I think you know her if you saw her. She's like, was the UCB.
Okay, yeah.
Girl. You definitely.
Okay,
know
yeah,
her.
I think
she
I
was
do.
Like obsessed with Disney.
Yes, 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 yes.
She used to have a podcast called Build a Fort with Me where she would go to your house
and build a fort.
And build a fort and then record a podcast in it. We built a fort under my dining room table.
That's so cool. And I love that.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
it's like a fun thing.
It's so fun.
But it is a pickup line for sure. I think on a dating app, it's a good one.
I think it's great. It's more I'm trying to see who's fun like
if,
and childlike.
I think if you're trying to.
I think that you're misconstruing, but I think.
If somebody asked me to come to their house and build a fort in like in a romantic, like a romantic person.
Like someone hot like me.
Asked me to come build a fort, I would be like, I'm getting laid. Inside a
and
fort.
And maybe they are. Who's to say if the fort building goes well?
Yeah. Like, no.
Absolutely.
I think you should.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. I just have been, like, leaning into that, like, side of myself, I guess.
That's interesting.
It's interesting. I don't know. I'm just having fun.
You need materials.
Yeah. Like sheets, blankets.
The thing about forts, it gets hot in there.
Does it?
For me.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. It's been a while since I've been like inside, you know, with like a tunnel. You're getting to the tunnel to get to the big part of the fort where it goes, woo, kind of. But I'll do it. I'll do it.
Have you gone on any dates or anything fun?
Have I gone on any dates or anything fun? Have I? I'm like in my flirty era, if you will. I'm in my flirty era.
Any fun contenders that you want to talk about?
Let's see. Okay. I do have a date tonight.
You do?
I do. With a guy that I met when I was out, which is like the rarest thing that's ever happened to me.
Where?
So my friend was like,
what time's your date?
I don't know. I don't think we've locked up the time.
We're supposed to hang out later.
We are hanging out later.
Is he coming?
He's coming to build the fort for us. no, but like at night. Anyhow. Oh, so I met my friend was like, come to this.
We can't get too high.
Yeah, we can't get too high.
You'll cancel.
Right.
But I can get too high.
Exactly. And so I went. My friend was like, come to my friend's like going out thing where they and meet this friend. So I went. And then they were like, we're going to this. Honestly, the whole thing was insane because it was like a club toward sort of in Brooklyn.
I went to a secret club this weekend. Hold on. We'll go back to mine.
You went to a secret club?
Yes. It's we'll go secret? Back to it. We'll go back to it.
Wow. Okay. Mine's not a secret. So I get there. And first of all, I was not high enough. And I said that. I was like, I am not high enough to be here. I didn't have my earplugs. I was like, I'm in a bad spot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was just like,
I forgot you bring earplugs to the club.
Anywhere loud, I
that's why he hit on you, because you didn't have your earplugs.
Probably, sure. Well, okay.
And maybe you have been hit on a bunch of times at clubs and you didn't know because you couldn't hear them.
That's so funny. So I'm there. And before we went, I was like, let's come up with a synchronized dance to do. Because if I'm going to a club, like, I don't know how to do it without like.
To what song?
It was for any song. We just needed 8 counts and then we could count it out. And that was what was really cool.
Can I see it?
Just me doing it won't be as cool. It was very easy. It was like spin, 1, 2, 3, 4, clap, spin back. Then shimmy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then walk in place, 2, 3, 4.
Walk in place.
Then mine was sexy. We get into a line. So mine was on 7, 8, you like get into a line, like a vertical line. And then the next one you go like wipe the sweat, like let it rain, let it rain. And it did bring the club down.
Okay, so wait, what happened?
Okay, so what's important is right before I went.
Where was the club?
In Brooklyn.
Okay.
I have no idea where. I never know my surroundings.
I really wish I knew where, because I feel like I'm
sure you'd be
I wonder if we have the same idea of club.
I'm sure not. I mean, they said it really wasn't a club, but it was a club to me.
What was the vibe? Describe it as if it was a crime scene.
It felt, okay, a crime scene?
And I'm the detective.
It felt young. Detective, it felt
young. You walk in, what do we see?
You walk in, we see like, one row that's just like tables that are kind of like a booth facing out, like so wood. So like, I think there's like 5 of those.
Is it feeling expensive or
accessible?
Pubby. Is it where Beyonce would hang out?
I don't think Beyonce's coming here, or Pink for that matter. I don't know who would ever choose to go here, but
that's
me.
Flooring,
like hardwood.
Okay.
Okay. Hardwood. There's a DJ.
Okay.
Up in the corner or something. And the bar is like big and long.
Okay.
there's an outside. I would have been in the outside the whole time. I didn't know about it.
Was this Union Pool?
Okay. No, I think it was Freeform. Something free, maybe.
It's in Brooklyn. Was it like far from the, is it close to where we are right now?
I don't know. Because we took an Uber there. So I have no idea.
Is it
not?
Could be anywhere, really.
But. I know, it really could be anywhere. So, yeah, so we got.
What's that club that's like near right here that starts with an F.
Freehold. That's it.
Okay.
That's Freehold where sucks. I went. Yeah. Okay. That's where I went.
I mean, it's nice, but it is.
No. So I was like, oh my God, I'm not high enough. I'm not drunk enough. Like, I'm scared for my life. Like, literally scared for my life. Okay.
Okay.
Important to the story is before I met my friend to go out and we both were wearing tutus, I said, if I'm going to dance, I'm going to go for it. Okay.
Who is this friend that you're synchronized dancing in a tutu with?
My friend Andrea that I met at Orange Theory.
Okay.
Okay. And so as we're going out, I walk by my favorite vintage store. We go in because she was like, I might get a headband. Long story short, I buy this necklace.
How did you meet your other half?
At Orange Theory.
No, I know. But I'm like, this woman.
She's just really fun.
Sounds exactly like you.
Yeah, we're very fun. So, but I go there and I buy this necklace. Then the only reason this is important to the story is because I'm really like wearing the new necklace out. And it's like, I love this necklace and I'm so excited I'm wearing it. And then the guy comes and he's like, I like your necklace, which was like the perfect way in for me. Cause yeah. I'm like, wow, I would talk about this necklace for my whole life. Like, thank you. Cause I really didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't really want to be there. Okay. Then I feel badly because I'm like, I feel like I'm in college. Like, this feels like we're dancing in college, which feels horrific to me.
That's the vibe.
And I don't like that. So at one point I said, like, we're dancing like we're at a wedding for me. Like, I'm wedding dancing with you. And if that's not what you want, that's totally cool. But like, I can only
give did he wanted to like bump and grind?
I don't know, but I couldn't do it.
Did he ask you to dance?
I don't remember.
How did you end up dancing and then clarifying?
Because I was already dancing, I think, when he came up. So I was already dancing.
Did you say, I can only dance with you like we're at a wedding?
I think at one point he like turned me and then I said, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Oh. I'm sorry, I can't do this. This feels like college. And I just like, I can't do it. That's I'm not fair. Doing it. I said, we can dance.
Who doesn't love a little bump and grind though?
Not me. Literally not me. I don't like it.
I haven't bumped and grinded with a man in a long time.
I don't like it.
I did with a woman, I think, on Saturday.
Okay. I get in my head when I dance, especially the grinding where you have to like the beat of it. And then you're
No, I have to be so fucked up.
Yeah. Like I was need not to trashed. Be
borderline blackout.
Me too. So I was like.
So maybe it has happened in the recent years and I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, I'm too sober and I'm like, I simply can't. Like I literally cannot.
You can't bump and grind not on Molly.
No. Like it's embarrassing
for me
and so I just like I did like wedding dancing the whole time.
But you're going out with them, so it sounds like
it was weird. Like, okay, so then, and he was like not from here, he like lives in North or South Carolina, and I was like, oh, like
how long is he in town?
Yeah, a week. And then he was like, can I have your number? I was like, you're leaving, I don't think we need to. But then I was like, why am I saying no to things? He was like, I just really like spending time with you and I wanted to. And I was like, okay. He's like, I have family here. I come back. I'm like, whatever.
So how long is he here until?
I don't know. I forget.
Are you going to build a fort?
I don't.
This could be a good way to
build a fort.
This could be a good like fuck buddy situation.
A North Carolina fuck buddy?
That comes up sometimes. So when he comes up.
We fuck. I'd rather a fuck buddy be closer, but I'm willing to have them
more. He could be your Mr. South Carolina.
Truly. So honestly,
I think we embrace.
That's the thing. I'm like, why am I shutting things down? Why does it have to be anything? Why can't it just be fun? And he's very nice. Very nice.
I mean,
he let me wedding dance with him too long.
How old is he?
Like 36.
Okay.
Which is wild because I was like, why are you here? I was very much tried to get his age almost instantly because I was like, if you're 21, I can't have you anywhere near me.
Yeah.
So who knows? But that's what I'm doing.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
I kind of was on a bender.
Tell me. Okay. So you went to a secret club. Yeah. What happened?
Well, it was my friend's birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday to your friend.
And I made her a cake. I made a mushroom cake. Thank you very much. Looked like a mushroom.
Oh, wow. I was like, were there shrooms in it? No.
No.
It looks like a mushroom?
We went to this like bar that my friend is the GM of and
wow,
drank a lot. And then I always make the mistake of being like, I'll put my card down.
Oh, wow. Your Daddy Warbucks vibes when you go out. And it's,
well, it's like, I'm like, I want the points and it's so awkward.
Oh, that's smart.
Like, it's more out of like my past working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Where like a group dinner, I feel like I need to like put the waiter out of their misery before yeah. it even begins. But I do need to stop doing it because I'm like, don't. There was like a lot of people at this thing that I like don't know. Like, I don't have their numbers
oh
to like Venmo request them. So it was a mistake. And
your friend, like, there's no way to get them.
I'm not like going to ask her
if you could connect me.
It was just, it's also like, as I was doing it, I was like, this is such a mistake. But
yeah,
here we are. But then from there.
Yeah.
My friend whose birthday it was, Michelle, was like, let's go to this bar. And we get in an Uber. It's like 8 blocks from my house.
Ugh.
There's no
signage.
Sign or door. Like, there's like, and there's like one guy standing at a door. And I was like, is this the thing? And he's like, who, like, basically they were like pretending it was nothing. And I was like, Michelle told us to come here. And he was like, oh, Michelle Martin, come on in. And it was like, number one, I don't know how she knows everybody at this bar. She was hugging the fucking janitor. But it was like this club underground that was like very fancy.
See, I need more adventure nights like that in New York. Like, that is why you're in New York.
And wait, can I show you the most embarrassing video?
Yes.
And guys, I'll put this in. We'll clip this out and I will
show us.
Include it because it is
exciting.
It is like, it just shows my where I was at.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's hilarious. If I can find it.
I haven't been drunk in so long. I'm not good at it. And that's one, the main reason. And the only reason, sometimes when you go out though, you go, this would be more fun drunk. Just a little drunker.
Oh yeah.
You know?
I need to find what text thread this was in. Guys, it's worth it, okay?
It's going
to
be worth it. I personally can't wait.
It's me drunk, pretending to hide behind a curtain.
That's hilarious. You drunk is stunning. I will say that.
What the fuck?
Because Chris is one of those people that also when he's drunk or high, right before that, he'll be like, I don't feel it. That's like your catchphrase when you're drinking or anything. You go, I don't feel it. I'm not drunk. And it's like,
even at my drunkest, I feel like I don't get that.
No, but you are.
I am. But I think I'm a very fun drunk.
No, you are. And what's funny is I believe everything you say. So I've been with you where you're like, I'm not drunk. And I'm like, wow, Chris isn't drunk. And then it's like, you're doing a cartwheel. And I'm like, you know what? I do think he is.
That one fucking time at Taylor Strecker's.
But I had never really seen you, or like, you don't really read drunk to me. You kind of are able to hold it together.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty good at
holding it together. Yeah, you really are.
Ugh, I might just have to give up on this.
I'm upset.
I mean, this is me at the fucking bar. So, for example, this isn't what I wanted to show you, but
it will suffice. Yeah, Chris is living.
Okay.
Chris is living.
It was, the video was hilarious, but
you'll find it and then we'll post it.
Oh, wait, I found it.
Hell yeah.
And you can hear my friend's voice.
Where did Chris go?
Oh, no.
Where did
he go?
The smirk. Oh my God. You know what's funny about being drunk is like whatever works with your 2-year-old nephew, it works with a drunk crowd as well. Hiding in a curtain and being like, where's Chris? Kills.
They had like a weird art exhibit at the club also.
I want to go.
I don't remember. I don't know if I can get in without
Michelle,
my friend.
Sure.
Who apparently. And the next day I was like, how did you know everybody at this club? And she's like, I have no idea.
Oh my God. That's cool. I want more nights like that, I've decided.
Of debauchery?
Of like, just I used New to York like, nights.
I feel like I would do that all the time. And then I really stopped for a long time, for years, since COVID.
Do you want to do it again? With me specifically?
I think our idea of debauchery is going to be a little bit different.
Why? What do you think it is?
I think I get debaucherous.
I will do it.
And you were wedding dancing at Freehold.
Well, I'm not going to grind. I listen, I don't. Yeah.
No, you don't have to grind, obviously. But some, like this place was like, it was like a Law and Order vibe.
Okay.
Law and Order at the beginning of an episode.
Okay, cool. Oh, well, I can be fun.
No. Yeah. But fun. And there was like drug use going on, things like that.
Oh, I could see myself like I could still see myself. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Even in that setting.
Right. I just want to let myself do stuff like that more. Like, I'm very the chaperone of the party at every party. It's just the hat I've always worn, and it fits, you know? But sometimes I'm like, take the hat off. Take the hat off. Have fun.
Yeah.
But it's scary and, like, weird sometimes.
Yeah. It is fun every once in a while. But right. Then I feel like shit for, you know, days, so.
Yeah, so that's the part that's not great. But I love that you did that.
And I went out the night before. I like was a party animal.
Sometimes we all need a little party. I love that.
I was like,
let's go.
Girl,
let's go. What's your drink of choice? Are you wine?
It really depends.
Yeah.
I'm very eclectic in my drink choices. If I'm starting the evening.
How do you start it?
Like an espresso martini with tequila.
Yeah.
Wow. Or two.
Absolutely.
Then I'll switch to like tequila soda, probably.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And then if I'm like, I need to
slow down a little,
I'll like get shitty beer.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Something like that.
That's fun.
But, you know, it depends on the vibe. If I'm at like a nice place.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, let me get a nice
martini.
Little cocky tail.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let myself like free more. Just like fly free more. I don't know, actually. But yeah. I'm trying things out.
I'm trying to. I feel like I've been very like...
Cocoon.
Pent.
Cocoon.
And like...
It's time to fly
making
free.
Good choices.
Yeah. And life's about...
But sometimes I'm like... I do miss kind of being more of a mess sometimes.
Me too. It's... You got to be messy every once in a while.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like not having fun.
I think you gotta have
fun.
I'm
bored. Like my life is boring. I feel bored.
Okay, can we have a fun night?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I've been. I'm like, let me recoup for a minute.
Okay, yeah, I want to do it because that's how I've been feeling, a little bored.
But yeah.
How fun.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go somewhere.
Okay.
I might go to Japan in May.
Oh my God, Japan!
Some of the girls, which is also a fun thing I think about, that like there's these girls that I travel with that I like only see when I travel.
Right, your travel crew.
Isn't it bizarre?
Well, it's very kind of cool. It sounds like you have friends that are really great in certain categories, and so you know.
Well, there's some of them are like close friends with each other.
Yeah.
And then some of us are close friends with each other. And then like my one friend is close friends with like, you know, so it's yeah. Like we're all.
And where do they live?
Here.
That's funny.
But I'm like,
you only see
I like
at JFK.
Bumped into some of them at the bar.
Oh.
That I went to Spain with.
Yeah.
And then some of the girls that I went to Denver with, and they were like planning on a trip to
Japan.
And asked if I would want to join. And I was like, maybe.
That sounds so fun.
But I don't know. I've also always wanted to do, like, I haven't been to Italy. So I would like to do, like, an Italy thing.
So fun.
I also want, like, an all-inclusive resort vibe.
Yeah.
Like.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. That sounds so fun.
So, who knows? The world's
your oyster.
My oyster.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
What's your next trip?
That's a really...
If you could go anywhere.
If I could go anywhere. Well, I do really want to go back to Italy and go back to Greece. I feel like those are such fun, cool places. And Italy's just so magical.
Aren't the people...
Fabulous.
Rude?
What? Rude? No. Rude?
They weren't?
No. Maybe in Rome.
If you like, didn't speak English? I mean, if you didn't speak no. Italian?
Honey, that's how I fly. I never speak a lick and people love me. Also, everyone thinks I am
really?
Italian before I open my mouth.
Why?
Just like having, I think, dark kind of curly hair and like...
I mean, I look kind of Italian too.
Yeah. Like one time these girls were shit talking me in English in front of me.
What did you say?
I sort of was spacing out. My friend was like, Jesse, they think we don't speak English. And then I was like, oh.
I would have lost my mind.
I was in Italy. I really don't care.
What were they saying?
I think like they thought we cut, which we didn't. But it was just, it was weird. But I do read, people don't know. And what's cool when you go to Europe is like people just start speaking to you in what language they assume you speak. And then you have to go, sorry, I'm American.
I know. I hate that.
It's horrific. It's so embarrassing.
It makes me feel like so stupid.
I know. I'm always like, I wish I could live in this moment for
I try to say
possible.
I'm from New York because I feel like that's a little better than America
yeah,
in general.
New York is way better. And I have lucky magic travel energy.
Can you just unplug and replug?
Unplug it.
Oh, hello. Okay. I have like...
How long have we been going?
31.
Oh, okay. Great. I have like really lucky travel energy in Italy.
What do you mean?
Like when I was there, I met this old woman who... I was in Sorrento and she gave me a lemon. And I was like, thank you so much because it's...
Home of mozzarella, Sorrento.
Mozzarella and limoncello. And so she gave me a lemon. I said, I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'll tell you how the lemon is. I came back. Then she was like, you should go to my brother's restaurant. So, and her brother had this restaurant where it was closed that day for a private party. And he let us come in and make pizza in the kitchen.
What?
We got trashed.
This is
lucky travel
fantasy.
Yeah.
Under the Tuscan sun.
I couldn't believe it. I was on a Vespa. He was smoking. So I was practically like my eyes were water bleeding.
You were on the back of an Italian man's Vespa yes. as he smoked a cigarette and made food in his. When was this? How have I not heard this?
I know because
this
it was
incredible.
I have great. I traveled because I studied abroad in London and then I traveled for 40 days after with my friends and with like four friends. They
That's
rotated.
Long.
It was long, but it was so fun. It was so fun.
That's...
And I get in a really good, like, travel energy when you lock in. You can get so lucky. It's just like, I don't know what it is. It's meeting the right people. It's being so open to adventure. I'm so open to adventure when I'm traveling that in New York, I'm always like, tap into that. You have it. I'm like, I'll just do random things where someone's like, one time we got a postcard when we were in Italy and we're like, this is beautiful. Where is it? And we went and found where the picture was taken.
See, that is, I like to call that cruise energy.
Oh.
Because I'm like, when you got on a cruise ship, you need to change your entire mindset or you're going to go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You have to like get on and be like, listen, time does not exist. I'll sleep when I
decide to.
Can.
Yeah.
Alcohol doesn't count.
Nope.
Food doesn't count.
No.
Drugs.
Don't,
you should still test.
Test them.
Don't take drugs.
Okay.
From strangers.
From strangers.
Unless you have test strips.
Yeah. But you,
and that's, I'm not saying I do that, but
right.
If you do it.
Test it.
Test it.
Okay.
I guess when I was in Spain, I kind of, we got table service at every club.
Yeah.
We did, because my friends are good at that.
Yeah.
It pays to be friends with hot girls. I'll say that. Because I feel like the hot girls get.
It's the hot girl energy.
That's how you end up fucking making pizza in a closed restaurant in Sorrento.
Literally. It's hot girl energy.
We did do this one that when I was in Spain, and it was magical, actually. But we were hiking. We were like walking to this cliff in Majorca that it's supposed to be this like secret beach.
I love a secret beach.
The issue.
Okay. Yeah. Here it comes.
Was like, you have to park in like on this mountain, basically.
Oh, you drove?
We had a, you need a car rental.
Oh,
there.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Based to do anything. But we, and also Majorca is like New York prices, everything.
Okay.
Very expensive. The Uber's just as expensive as here.
Yeah.
The food is just as expensive as here, like everything. But we drove to this thing and then we had to like hike to it.
Yeah.
But none of us knew we were like actually hiking. So I'm in flip flops, slides.
Oh no.
Cause we're like going to the beach. We also had like a six pack that one of the girls wanted to bring.
Yeah.
Just like for one beer each. But I'm like carrying this
heavy
of tall boys. It is 110 degrees.
Yeah. I'd be like, crack it open now, ladies.
Like desert weather.
Oh my God.
And it was so far and like mountain hiking. Okay.
In for, slides.
Like for like 2 miles.
Oh my God.
And then you get to like the actual cliff part,
right,
that you have to somehow get down,
right?
There's so many people there. It was like such a nightmare, but it was so cool.
I love
it. And it was worth it completely. And I swam in a cave.
Oh,
because I was like swimming at the thing and I was like, there's like a cave over there. And then this like 15-year-old was like, why is nobody in the cave? I was like, I don't know. And then I swam into the cave. And it was like really quite a remarkable day.
Yeah, I think it's remembering that travel energy.
Because it is, I have moments when I'm like, where in the actual fucking world am I?
Yeah.
Like on a map. It's crazy to be like,
off.
Like to get home right now would take
yeah
14 different modes of transportation.
Totally.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That is so cool. Yeah,
so I would like traveling. To like harness...
But I also want to figure out how to harness that energy in my everyday life.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times when we go on vacation, we give ourselves permission to do things that we could do at any point in time. Like we live in New York City, which is everyone travels here to have a magical, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We live here. We just forget it. We take it for
granted. Well, we have responsibilities and stuff here too. That's kind of how. Because also I'm like with Otis, I'm like, I have to get home because I have the dog.
Right, right.
Which I like, obviously, like you can't. I think living a completely free,
yeah,
spirited lifestyle is not
no
healthy for everyone.
Yeah.
But
it is cool.
It's how you end up like overdosing in Ibiza. Like it's like too much.
We don't want that.
But which is why also I'm like, I'm going on the Barcelona and the Majorca portion, but I have to go home before Ibiza because I can't.
Yeah,
live that life more than like a week.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. My travel energy is a little different than that. I'll say that, but it's travel for me.
Yeah,
it's my travel energy, which is a little less.
Because like, and I love going with these girls because they make me do
stuff.
Yeah,
so fun.
But I'm like, it's not like we go out all night and then it's like, okay, we'll just sleep until we go out. It's like, then we wake up at 9 and have to go to the fucking like
art
museum and this and that. So it's impressive
sleep
to watch
stuff too. I would.
I like can't sleep well in.
Oh, other places?
In
hotels?
Like, I feel like I'm here, I'm like wasting the day.
Oh, I think that's guilt. Yeah. There's travel guilt, but you gotta, I think you gotta, cause
I feel guilt if I sleep past like 9:30 on any given day.
Yeah.
Weekend
too.
Like on the weekday, if I'm like sleep past 8, I feel guilty.
Wow.
On the weekday.
Yeah.
And then I'll have like texts from my friends with kids at like 6:10. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm a piece of shit.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's why like I don't really, other cities are fun to travel to, but I like more going to like small places like where you can really explore the whole thing and meet people. And it's like quieter and so different than the city that we live in, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt in London. I'm like, well, this is just New York.
Right. It's New York a little different.
With
like
an accent. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what's so fun about when you're just in a new, like, I didn't like Rome that much. I was sort of like, huh. And it feels very like, I don't like when things feel touristy when I'm traveling. Like, yeah. I don't like when they feel touristy here. I don't like when someone, it feels like a trap. Everywhere you're going is a trap, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. And you can just tell, like, the food, the prices. I'm like, I don't think this is, as opposed to, like, when you're really in an authentic, like, small, and you're like, this is the best food I've ever had, and Diane in the back is making it. Like, I like that vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a little trip.
I love a little trip. And maybe a trip. Maybe a trip. Dare I say a trip?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe I trip. Maybe we trip. Okay, so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do QVC.
Okay, guys, we are back. And before we get into our MC QVC.
Yeah.
Marine Corps QVC.
Absolutely.
Also, Middle Children QVC. Jessie has an announcement she'd like to make about her impending nuptials.
Yes. I am getting married.
On March 28th.
On March 28th. Digitally live. And you all can attend.
It'll be Jessie's wedding.
That's the theme of the show.
Yes.
It's Jessie's wedding. Jessie's wedding.
We found it.
Oh my God. It's Jessie's wedding. Maybe I'll have a random guy or two come.
I don't know. We'll talk about the logistics.
I'm buying a wedding dress. I can't wait. So come to our live show. We'll have an Eventbrite ticket link below the show, in the description. It's my literal wedding show. So if you don't come.
If you don't come, it's like you're missing her wedding.
And it's just, I don't want to say
tacky. It's also Lady Gaga's birthday.
Yeah. So it's a big day.
So if you're not coming, you're missing both Jessie's wedding and Lady Gaga's birthday.
Yes.
And maybe she's marrying Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Who might be here.
Exactly.
Might be here. We have to get in contact.
We're still confirming with her people. But it's going to be so much fun. And it'll be at night, like 8 p.m. is when it'll be. I love it.
As most weddings on a Thursday are.
Exactly. The price we're getting, the deal, it's a steal. So be there or be square.
Yeah. And she's registered?
I am registered. I would love help.
At Venmo.
At Venmo.
Okay, should we QVC?
Let's QVC.
Okay, let's see what our first product is.
Oh,
I recognize this, actually.
Do you?
This is one of my favorite books, turned calendar.
Wow.
Extremely Accurate Birds by Tommy Siegel.
Okay, and that's a sexy little bird.
This is a bird
that's
with a nice ass.
Tush out. Tush. You don't see birds with legs like that, and it's exciting to see.
Personally, I don't like the words. I don't need the words.
This isn't about reading.
Oh, you know what it is? It's a calendar. Who doesn't need a calendar of a bird stripping?
Here's the thing that I'll say. Famously, when people get older, I don't know what happens to the anatomy and everything, but older people, as soon as you start to notice birds and kind of like go, oh, that's a cardinal, or oh, that's a, just know you're aging.
This is a woodpecker.
That's a woodpecker. But just because you're aging, Chris, does not mean you're not sexually active and free. And what I love about this calendar is it's given us both.
Yeah.
A little bit of bird watching, a little bit of fun, a little bit of facts, and also a little bit of sex.
I feel this woodpecker is sort of, it's a double entendre, which is funny. It's comical.
It's very comical.
You have this hanging by your desk. Let me tell you something. Everybody's going to stop and want to talk.
Yes, they will.
You have this hanging up in your kitchen. When Diane from across the street brings over the strudel cake to say hello and welcome to the neighborhood, she's going to say, wow, well, that is a fun bitch.
She'll say, wow, are you guys swingers? Are you, when can I invite you to February's got a fat ass. And God, I love that.
Happy February. Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I have to pose like that more.
That's art.
That really is March. March is sort of like soaring through the air.
It's art.
And that's what's so gorgeous about birds is they are
also gorgeous. Art.
This is that a crow even? I think it's a crow on barbed wire.
It's a red-winged blackbird.
It's a red-winged blackbird on barbed wire. And guess who's not scared?
Not me. And it's my birthday month. So this is what I see. Every April, I wake up and I say, I'm on the tightrope.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fall.
Mm-mm. I love that. May Day. May is diving and eating what looks like a frog.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I bet that May had been kissing a lot of toads and no one's a prince. And she said, I'm just going to annihilate this one.
And this, we have a belted kingfisher.
Yes.
With a tight little ass.
Yeah, good ass.
And look at the thigh gap. Who doesn't love a thigh gap on a
bird?
Belted kingfisher.
Belted kingfisher. You know, birds love a bath, and that's famously why there is such thing as a bird bath. And I also love a bath, and there is something sexy about a bath. And this bird is sort of on the side of the bird bath going, I'm fully nude, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take a little dip.
This is a wild canary.
A wild canary that yeah. said, let it be. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I am realizing that our listeners can't see this at all.
I'm trying to describe it.
But it's pictures of birds on a calendar, but the birds are sexy.
I think we said that.
Yeah, but I wasn't doing it for just audio, I'm realizing.
Yes, you're also the visuals. So, this one is a seagull. Don't stop now.
We're going to go through all 12 months.
We're halfway. I have to know what September
is. It's
going to
be great for audio.
Listen, it is going to be good for audio because I'm going to describe it better. This is a seagull. Famously, when you go to the beach, there are seagulls above you. Now, have you ever seen a seagull with a fat ass?
They eat a lot of fries.
That's a butt that's been eating fries and has the shelf. Gotta love that shelf. And looks angry, and that clocks for a seagull. August.
It's a great egret.
Is like what I would call like those, it's almost a flamingo, but in white and looks like a swan, kind of.
They have amazing nests that they build on top of protected spots in Florida.
I didn't know that. That is a fact. Here's September. This is me, bitch.
A male scarlet tanager, which it looks like a cardinal with, again, a fat ass.
Fat fucking ass.
Sort of squatting down in like a twerking position.
Yeah. Like, wow. Good for me. I hope that wow.
Okay. This one is an owl that looks like a whore.
October. Yeah. October is a whore going hoo hoo, wants a piece. And
a spooky one.
A big butt. Again, we love big butt.
Okay. November. We're getting a little, the things seem to be kind of starting to play themselves out towards the end of the year. And that's how you get excited for a new year, because you're getting bored with this one.
Exactly.
This is a mallard duck. That, again, has a fat ass.
Has a fat ass. It's a duck with
a
butt.
And finally, December, we have two mourning doves.
Finally, December, we're in a relationship. We're bored out of our mind. It's almost like being with a mirror.
And the funny thing about mourning doves is a lot of people think it's mourning like the time of day.
What? Oh.
But it's mourning as in sadness.
Oh.
Mourning doves are said to resemble your lost loved ones.
I didn't know that.
And so, yes, but they are also a monogamous bird usually, and they mate for life.
That's gorgeous.
And this we are selling, I believe, for $450.
$450. But what I love about this calendar is as soon as that year is done, you take the prints, you frame them, you put them on the wall.
Yeah.
It's art.
You have a kid, they can put it in their locker.
Absolutely.
They're zany, they're fun.
And a school can't
maybe
get mad at
that. Maybe a lesbian daughter.
Yeah.
This gives lesbian daughter
energy. Which we love.
For sure.
So buy that today. And what is our next item? Wow. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Another stunner for audio. It seems to be just a very large plastic house plant.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, it's a very large plant. Yes. Second of all, there's a tag attached, which is my only indication it's not real.
It was made in China.
Which
is the thing.
Is incredible. Now, how are you at watering plants?
Me?
Yeah.
I forget.
I really do.
You know, I've had just the most expensive house plants, and I can't keep up with a busy lifestyle and a schedule like mine. I say, I can't remember to water the plants
right.
or to have my made do it.
Of course.
Because here at QVC, we make more than you think we would.
That's the truth. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you can't have plant energy in your apartment.
Yes.
And somebody, a scientist named Dr. Drew, came up with this really lifelike plant material. So it looks like a plant, but it's none plastic. Of the hassle. I wish they had this with men.
They do.
They do.
They're called dildos and vibrators.
I guess that's true.
Which we also sell on our website. We only do those shows in the evening.
Those are evening shows. And those are
And this plant, the fun thing about it can't die.
Nope.
And much like men, which all the men I've ever been with famously have passed on.
I know.
Immediately after me being with them. And the same thing sort of happens with plants. I touch a plant, it seems to crinkle up and die, everything. Gosh. And with this, I've been holding my hand on it for a pure 30 seconds and it's not changing.
It's fine. This is a plant that can last you your entire life. You could pass this down for years and years and centuries and absolutely generations. And that is what's so magic about
Just don't put it in the sun. Because it'll melt.
Will it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So don't put it in the sun. This is an indoor plant.
It is an indoor plant.
It doesn't need light.
It does not need light.
Or
in fact,
water.
It thrives without it.
Yep. And gosh, I mean, something like this is really just so incredible.
Let me ask you, how much would you pay for something as irreplaceable as this plastic plant?
Well, here's the thing. If I go to get a real plant, what? I'm going to pay $30 or $40? And
at least an inch, I believe.
It's almost like renting a plant.
I think most plants are upwards of $1,000.
So $1,000 every year, you know what I mean? If I'm at the track
least.
Record,
you want
I'm
a
going.
Couple plants? Please.
Call it a day. So I'm going to guess, I don't know, $1,000?
Jesse.
Yeah.
This plan is $949.99.
That's incredible.
Okay.
Wow.
Barely. I can't believe.
We're in the three digits.
And let me say something else.
Please say
The
it.
Holidays come.
Yeah.
Ornaments.
This could be a Christmas tree. You're right.
Christmas in paradise. You want a Lana Del Rey Christmas? You want to give Palm Springs vibes, but with the holidays still coming through? This is the plant.
This is the guy.
Okay,
this
for you.
This is the guy.
And I'm pretty sure I mentioned Lana Del Rey because she uses these in all of her music videos.
Does she? She believes
allegedly.
She believes in Dr. Drew's technology.
Yes.
I think a lot of us do. And if they look real, then they're real.
I couldn't agree more. Do we have one more?
Even just one more.
One more. Okay, guys.
Oh,
wow.
Wait. Now, you know this about me. It's off again?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, what we have here, is this the box?
This is the box. And there's something...
There's something inside the box. So you get the box and something inside of it.
Let me ask you a question. When...
I think the box is hitting it.
Oh.
Here, let's put this.
Let me ask you a question. What is your favorite part about going to get Chinese food?
Let me think. The fortune cookie.
Ding, ding, ding. Because here's the thing. Food is fun, but knowing what's ahead of us is and dessert's better. And it doesn't even count as dessert. It was really a thank you.
And so what is in the box, Jesse?
So if you reach your hand in the box, as I'm about to do, it's a box full of fortune cookies. How incredible is that?
Wow. It is literally
full.
A giant box. Well, not giant, but there's got to be 1,000 fortune cookies in here.
And some of you might be saying, I don't like fortune cookies that much. I don't think
they
taste good. And I don't think the fortunes are good. These fortunes are written by a woman named Sally. Sally lives in Pittsburgh, and she is very connected to spirits and energy.
Yes,
and
Sally Fields.
Sally Fields. And so these are different fortunes. Chris is opening one now. Chris, what does your fortune say? First of all, they crumble right in.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It is too late to start digging a well when you feel thirsty.
Well.
Wow. That is so insightful.
Well, and it's, isn't it true?
It tastes like, you know what it tastes like? Exactly, what? Almost.
What is?
And I haven't had the taste in so long, but the body of Christ that they put on your tongue at church.
May it compel you.
I don't think you've probably
I've
ever
never had it.
Indulged in a blessed wafer.
I know, which is upsetting.
But I've had quite a few tastes of the body of our Lord and Savior. And this is sort of exactly what it tastes like. And if you own a church,
I think this
is how you save some money.
Exactly. Let's pass it out with COVID times. Let's keep it wrapped. You know what I mean?
Wow.
We don't want
germs.
The
taste really can trigger you.
Oh, it'll trigger. I have to say what mine says because it's really gorgeous. My fortune is be calm like a giant tree in a storm. Isn't that incredible?
It all ties together.
Did Sally know that or is she a genius fortune
teller? She saw the future. She knew
exactly
that we would be presenting both a tree and a box of 1,000 fortune cookies, which sell for, I believe, $4.99 a piece.
That's pretty good.
Or the whole box for $19.99.
Incredible. They're trying to get rid of them, and that's only because Sally's going at such a great pace and she doesn't want to repeat fortunes, which I think is a real gorgeous tactic.
And you might ask yourself, what's the caloric intake?
I was wondering, what is the caloric intake?
What do you think it is? Let me ask you, what do you think? How many of these do you think you can eat in a day and still maintain a healthy, positive lifestyle?
I mean, knowing me, if once the fun pops, I don't stop, I'm going to have at least 12 to 14 a sitting.
Well, that would be about the equivalent of 200 calorie packs.
No.
Okay. It's 120 calories per six fortune cookies.
What'd you say?
For six of these delicious cookies.
Wow.
We're only having 120 calories.
Are you kidding?
So what do you get in a 100 calorie pack? You get what? A couple of dust of cookies?
Dust? Really? Oreo, what? That's like one quarter of a cookie?
I mean, it's I leave feeling unsatisfied, starving.
Oh, starving.
And so I've just been having about, 36 cookies a day, and that's all I'm eating.
That's great. You're going to lose weight so quick.
I've lost 100 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I have lost 100 pounds on these Golden Bowl fortune cookies.
How incredible is that? And when you want to give
made
up...
Made locally in Brooklyn, New York.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But the fortunes are coming from Sally.
And I think there's different flavors in here.
You're joking.
There's the chocolate and fun fortune cookie and a citrus and vanilla.
Reach out and get me. I have to have one of the flavors. But let me say this about that. We're both blocked, which is hilarious. Is that when you're
they do look the same. You would think the chocolate would have a brown color to them.
It doesn't?
But
that
maybe,
makes me suspicious.
You know, I think we'll have to check with our assistant on this
we'll
one.
We'll check with the
They're
assistant.
They're flying so
quickly off the handle.
So quickly off the shelves that I think something's just got maybe mixed together.
Okay.
So you know how our producers are. They're probably back there munching away on the chocolate
ones.
Oh
my God. So. Yeah. Our producers are munchers. And we love that about them.
We love them.
They're go-getters and they get and we get and we all get.
Totally. And
gosh,
I think that I might buy these all for myself.
I think that's a good idea.
And we'll have something to serve at your wedding.
How nice is that?
March 28th.
Guys, please don't forget my wedding. It really does mean a lot to me. It is my only one special day of my life. Okay. Mm-hmm. So please be there or
the most special day of Jesse's entire life is going to be our virtual show on Thursday, March 28th.
I have to buy a wedding dress. I'm nervous.
Maybe we'll make it. Maybe it's time I bedazzle the bra in pearls.
Oh my God. You guys aren't going to be ready for it. I'm ready for it, but you guys won't be. So
the Jesse's outfit's going to be incredible.
Lit.
Mine's going to be lackluster because it's
Don't
not my
say
wedding.
That. Will you officiate?
I know how to attend a wedding.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You look good. You can't pull a hard look. We've discussed this about actual
weddings. I know. We don't
agree
on that. We don't agree.
You have to take a back seat to the bride no matter how hard it is.
But if she invited me, she knows I turn looks.
I listen.
It's a different look, but it's a
look. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
You're going to get yourself crossed off my wedding guest list if you try pulling looks at my wedding.
How dare you say that?
Nothing more intense than the bride. Okay. So,
okay. Let's
even red. A lot of people say you shouldn't wear red to weddings.
Never in my life have I heard that.
It's a thing.
You can't wear, what other colors are ruled out? Should we all just
white, red?
That's it.
Cream.
Can I wear blue?
You can wear blue.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't like, I weddings are stressful. I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it. And I get it. And everyone's stressed. And I like to just have fun.
Well, we don't want to be stressed about it. So it's going to be a good time. We're going to do whatever we want. And you know what?
I keep unplugging my mic, which is my choice, and I want to be heard, and I want to be seen, and I want to be heard and seen, and I want to be seen and heard.
And I'm going to give that to you.
Thank you, bitch.
So until next time, guys, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The
Middle Children. Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.